Columbus, W224EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. Just released in the Uvalde, Texas school massacre investigation, police body cam footage, officer text messages, and 911 calls from that deadly day. One call from Armando Ramos, a man identifying himself as the uncle of the shooter, asking to intervene to try and stop the gunfire.
He does listen to me. Everything I tell him, he does listen to me.
Most of what was released confirming police confusion, chaos, and a deadly delay in getting to the 19 students and two teachers as they were being killed. In the race for the White House, Vice President Kamala Harris rallied last night in her hometown of San Francisco, California, and is being blasted by her rival, former President Trump, for touting no taxes on tips for service workers, an idea that Trump says was originally his. And in Springfield, Illinois, the county sheriff, Jack Campbell, is retiring weeks after the now former deputy he helped hire, Sean Grayson, allegedly shot and killed Sonia Massey, an unarmed black woman, in her own home. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's elections administrator is offering some last-minute guidance for voters ahead of tomorrow's primary. Megan Wolf is offering reminders for voters and taking questions from reporters. This is the first election in 2 years where Wisconsin voters can use absentee ballot drop boxes. One of the big races to watch tomorrow is the Democratic primary in the 3rd Congressional District. Rebecca Cook has been campaigning for 2 years and has the most money. Katrina Shanklin has the backing of party and union leaders.
Can she break through, even though she has less money than Rebecca Cook, who has been a great fundraiser, but she doesn't have that same kind of like support with some of these unions and those people who turn folks out?
WIS Politics editor J.R. Ross speaking with WYSN-TV's Upfront. Eric Wilson is also running in the primary. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The primary election is tomorrow. Every voter in Wisconsin will be asked to weigh in on 2 constitutional amendments. These were added to the ballot by the Republican-controlled legislature. If passed, the first one would restrict a governor's power. Right now, the governor does not need approval from lawmakers to accept funding from the federal government. Critics of the proposed amendment, mainly Democrats, say the measure could delay Wisconsinites getting help from the federal government in an emergency. The other proposed amendment would affirm that only U.S. citizens have a right to vote in Wisconsin. Studies show people are more likely to vote if they have a plan ahead of time, so make your plan and help your loved ones make theirs. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. tomorrow. If you need to, you can register in person at the polls. In Dane County, you can also request a Spanish bilingual ballot, and if someone speaks any language other than English, they can bring a translator. You can find all the information you need at myvote.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Dodgers are coming to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a 4-game series against the LA Dodgers tonight in Milwaukee. Veteran lefty Clayton Kershaw on the mound for Los Angeles against the Brewers' Freddie Peralta. Yesterday, the crew got a look at lefty D.L. Hall, back for the first time since going on the IL last April. Manager Pat Murphy.
Best he's thrown all year, my opinion, that I've witnessed. Thought he deserved better luck. I don't think he would have given up but one run. Thought he maintained it. I thought he was very good.
The Brewers losing 4-3 to the Reds, snapping a 5-game winning streak for Milwaukee. NFL, Packers back at practice this week. Then they head to Denver to play the Broncos Sunday night. The Badgers have a quarterback competition going on. Is it going to be Tyler Van Dyke or Braden Locke?
These guys are battling right now, and I think the advantage that Braden has is he has a year under his belt and a huge working knowledge, and he is twice the player that he was last year. I just said that in the staff meeting the other day. He is vastly improved.
That's offensive coordinator Phil Longo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine by this afternoon, highs near 79. Clear skies tonight, 55. Sunshine and a high of 82 for Tuesday. Clear at 58 Tuesday night, mostly sunny. 82 again on Wednesday. Thursday, scattered showers and storms and highs near 78.
Currently 66 degrees. Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll get you caught up on the weekend news and look ahead to the Tuesday primary day in Wisconsin. Be a voter. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
So Arizona, I ask, are you ready to make your voices heard?
God bless you.
God bless the United States.
Don't you just have like an orange balloon that's just deflated and just like...
Well, yeah.
A little bit.
It's really...
Making wow. Farting noises. As...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just... Oh, also, did you see him? This is nice, because it's the party family value, sitting next to his teenage son, Baron, calling Vice President Harris a... bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's lovely. That went
what,
over
Melania
the rest of the women.
That?
No, Donald said
Donald
it.
Caught on tape.
Okay.
He calling was in Kamala Harris a bitch.
Golf cart with Barron.
Yeah, okay. That'll bring around the rest of the lady, all the ladies to the yard. Oh, my God.
Quite the milkshake.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yes, the sexist, misogynistic, racist milkshake. Okay, by the way, can I just say, Chris, something I've detected? This is also, I think, what's motivating a lot of us childless cat ladies, dog ladies, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
Their go-to is always to call women crazy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, you know, crazy Nancy Pelosi, crazy Kamala. We are so sick of it. Mm-hmm. Women are so sick. Like, you know, I was saying to you, Chris, every time I post a picture on social media, right? And I'm a comedian, so it's usually to be funny. I'm in Trump Tower doing something, or I'm, like, making fun of, you know, being scared of the COVIDiots during COVID. Literally to a person, every maggot guy calls me crazy.
Yeah.
Right? And it's just, this is what I think part of this, like, surge is going to be, is just women post-Roe. We're just fed up with being called crazy, being called bitches.
It's not working anymore.
Yeah. No, exactly. Ipsos survey found the... leading Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. Oh, my God. Activate Howard Dean.
Ah!
Oh, thank you. Speaking of Arizona, your former stomping ground.
Yes.
Kyle tweets, two former staffers for the late Senator John McCain have endorsed Democratic Representative Ruben Gallego in his bid for Arizona open Senate seat. Paul Hickman, I worked with Senator John McCain, not just because I largely agreed with his vision, and we didn't always agree, but I knew that he would always put America and Arizona first. I know that his fellow combat veteran, Ruben Gallego, carries that same spirit of leadership, and that's why I'm supporting him in the race. This is happening all over the place. This is Mayor John Giles of Mesa, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
He is a lifelong Republican. This is the sound of the tide turning. Give me six, Mayor John Giles. My sisters loved this, speaking this weekend.
Yeah.
I am the very proud mayor of Mesa, Arizona, but I... Thank you. Thank you. But I have to say I feel maybe a little out of place today. Partly because we're in beautiful Glendale. Okay, there's that. But as you may know, I'm a lifelong Republican. The Republican Party has been taken over by extremists that are committed to forcing people in the center of the political spectrum out of the party. So I have something to say to those of us who are in the political middle. You don't owe a damn thing to that political party.
Yep. Yeah, wow. One more.
In particular, you do not owe anything to a party that is out of touch and is hell-bent on taking our country backward. And by all means, you owe no displaced loyalty to a candidate that is morally and ethically bankrupt. Mm-hmm. So again, to all of us, I would say, in the spirit of the great Senator John McCain, please, please, please join me in putting country over party and stopping Donald Trump and protecting the rule of law, protecting our Constitution, and protecting the democracy of this great country. That is why I'm standing with Vice President Harris and Governor Walz.
Wow. Yeah. Good for him.
I have to say that what John Giles is saying is indicative of, because John Giles is Mormon, and it's indicative of where the Mormon church is going in relationship to Trump.
Harris.
Yeah. The Mormon church hates Trump, right. And this is indicative of that.
What is our drop set for 20 years now? Taking back God, taking back the flag. Mm-hmm. Took us a while. It took us a minute, but we're still that is exactly.
Taking back God.
Thank you, Jim.
Taking back the flag.
Thank you, Jim.
Taking back America.
Thank you.
And all before breakfast.
Thank you.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
The Mormon church, they're a very moral church.
Yeah.
They see what Trump is doing is amoral. They can't support that.
Actually follow the teachings of Jesus?
Yes.
God? Has someone notified John Fugelsang?
For all the problems that, the Mormon church has.
Yeah.
They stand their ground on morality. And
this is incredible. Yeah. A new poll from New York Times, Sierra, top pollster, has Harris surging in key battlegrounds. Michigan, Harris 50, Trump 46. Pennsylvania, Harris 50, Trump 46. Wisconsin, Harris 50, Trump 46. A movement is brewing, says Aaron. This one, Covey said, Donald Trump is hosting a rally in a half-empty venue in a red state, while Kamala Harris is hosting a rally before a packed audience in a swing state. Consider that. You can't figure out this campaign. Why are you going to Montana? Didn't he win Montana by 25 points?
Yeah, why go there?
Like,
he was there for a fundraiser.
You can tell it's probably his ego.
Yeah.
That he has to go where he thinks he's popular because this is making him crazy.
He was in Montana and Wyoming for a fundraiser, so he was hitting up places in that area.
Oh, we rode with my beloved Major Taylor's. I was back on the bike Saturday, but we rode with people from the Mississippi and the Oklahoma chapters of Major Taylor,
nice.
And I put them in charge of turning both those states blue for Kamala. Because it could happen.
It could.
We're in Judy Tenuta land now. Anything could happen. Yeah. Here's to your point. Marion Threads, after almost 10 years of cringing at the sight of American flags, I just put one. Thank you. I just put one on my car next to my Women for Harris bumper sticker, and I live in a red district. Thank you. People, that's the other thing, is people are so joyful. They're not being afraid anymore of wherever they live. Like, oh, I'm scared to say I'm, right? I mean, it's just so beautiful. Mark Elias, this is the thing. Can we clone Mark Elias?
I know.
He said Republicans have a two-part strategy to win in November. First, make it harder to vote through new voter suppression laws and tactics. Second, make it easier to cheat by putting election deniers in power. My team and I are fighting on both fronts, and we are winning. Please support everything Mark Elias is doing. But also, as we keep saying, check and recheck your registration. Yes. Do everything you need to do. I was saying in California, I don't worry not because I live in a blue state about my registration. It's because we're not a voter suppression state.
Right.
We go out of our way to make sure everybody can vote, bipartisan. So, but I'm still going to check and recheck just because a lot of that stuff we can't control. What happens, and as we keep saying, we just have to run up the margins so big.
Yeah.
I think our friend Allison Gill said it. Mm-hmm. Run up the margin so big so John Roberts and Mike Johnson can't get their dirty little hands on this election.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah. All right. Where is Abilene? Oh, speaking of former Republicans, Adam Kinzinger.
Mm-hmm. Donald Trump avoided the draft, claiming he had bone spurs. Nobody on his ticket, and especially him, have any right to attack anybody's service to the United States of America. When he was unwilling to even lift a finger when his country needed him, he abandoned his country.
Yeah. By the way, you know they say, like, the way kids react to you tells you everything? I mean, if you ever saw Obama with kids, have you watched any of these Kamala Harris with kids? Especially with little girls talking. I mean, oh my God. And Tim Walz, forget it, you know, teacher and a coach. They're just magic with kids. And I'm telling you how kids and dogs react to you. Kids love me, and I don't really care for them. Don't tell them. I sense
all of them?
All right. But I'm just saying, kids know. This is kids talking about.
This is funny.
About Donald.
What's the first thing you think of when I say Donald Trump?
Small fingers and orange face.
Do you think he's smart?
No.
Why not?
He treats people badly, and that's why I don't think he's smart.
Donald Trump has a lot of nicknames for people, like Crooked Hillary, Rocket Man. Do you have a nickname for him?
Poop Face.
Poop Face is one of the nicknames she
has. That is a future Stephanie Miller Show listener. I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead them. Poop Face. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Oh, the little cherubs. Okay.
They're tiny hands.
Cheetah. Can you do an impression of him?
It's gonna be great.
We are gonna build a wall. And it will be huge.
I will build a wall. A big one.
China. Here's your paper towel.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know what? That might be what sends him over the edge.
It would.
Kids are laughing at you.
Right.
Kids know what a moron you are. Oh, my God. I love that so much. That and the Kamala Harris Time Magazine cover might be what finally makes him.
Woo!
Okay. It's one of those, like, orange whales on the beach. It's just going to
explode.
Entrails everywhere in Mar-a-Lago.
Just buildup of gas inside is going to make them explode.
Well, there's been a buildup of gas for quite some time.
All those hamburgers will do that to you.
Right. Politidope threads, Kamala Harris actually believes in America, unlike the other guy. I was saying, it is just so magical, us taking back that USA chant. And this time about America winning the Olympics, like, you know, Kamala Harris. Go women's soccer, go men's basketball. Go, everybody. Go, us. Oh, just time to be alive in America, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right, on the other side, Amy Siskin. Trump calls Harris a bitch when he thinks no one's listening. This man must lose in a landslide. Keep your foot on the pedal for the next 87 days. Let's make it so. LFG. I agree. Wagmore Barkless says this has got to be a Guinness Book World Record. Trump owes millions to over 14 cities, probably more, for rallies, so they won't allow him back. As a felon, there are 37 countries he's not allowed in. Oh, God. Okay. And Rude Pundit, we mentioned it about him playing the Titanic song, which is perfect for the Trump-tanic campaign. He said, yes, from that movie where the big ship hit something it didn't anticipate and sinks. Inspiring. And even Celine Dion heckling you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, who was the other one that just did a cease and desist? Isaac Hayes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Son, right?
Yeah, his family.
Again, because he was playing, what's the song?
Shaft. Yeah, Shaft?
Hang on, I'm coming.
Oh.
Yeah, hang on.
No,
please.
It wasn't Shaft.
Okay. Hang on, I have the Musicians That Hate Him stack. Right, really? That song? Celine Dion rips for in no way authorized blasting of Titanic ballot at, was that Montana? Montana rally. Okay. Wait, hold on, I'm coming. Is Isaac Hayes, so they are suing. Right, here it is. Hold, please. The family of soul singer Isaac Hayes suing Trump for using his music at the rallies a day after the performer's son accused Trump of racism and ripped him for playing his father's hit song, Hold On, I'm Coming. Said the Trump campaign willfully and brazenly engaged in 134 counts of copyright infringement. Meanwhile, I don't know for sure, but I'm just thinking, Chris, we might get an appearance by Beyonce and Taylor Swift at the DNC next week. Who can say? Swifties for Kamala has already formed.
Yes.
Right? They're on board.
I'm a Swiftie.
Sure. Yeah, so who isn't?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have heard that they're going to lean more on everyday people rather than Hollywood celebrities.
Smart.
Because
I'm just saying they could give us a free Taylor Swift concert.
I know. But I think the Democratic Party is going more for the image of being for the everyday person and not for the Hollywood celebrity.
I could sing I Need a Lover. Like I did with my
you're an everyday person.
Radio station band.
Yeah. You're not a singer. You're an everyday person.
No, I am not a singer.
Please don't.
Or dancer, damn it.
Oh, we know that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. That's going to power me through Chicago next week, I tell you what. Chris, it's going to be. Grandma's schedule is not high. Broadcasting in the morning, we have a convention at night, we have Sexy Liberal Tour. I'm just telling you, I will be floating on a sea of Morning Kick. Because it does, it supercharges me.
It'll float you out over Lake Michigan.
Yeah, I was on my bike for the first time in like 3 weeks because of being on the road on Saturday. It's 30 miles, and I kept up. You know why? Because I'm Morning Kick right in my bike bottle every morning.
It kicks you in the boo-hiney.
Yeah, it does. It kicks you right in the boo-hiney. Designed to nourish your body, support your gut health, boost your energy, help you feel more youthful. If you want to feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being, do it with Mama. I love it so much. Strawberry lemonade flavor. 10 supplements in one. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
She puts the broad back in broadcasting. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe. It's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food. Cesar Millan, the original host of The Dog Whisperer, relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Well, if you listen to the show, you know Jody and I like our wine, and we both said the same thing, right? I'm not a rosé girl.
Yep.
This is the best rosé I've ever tasted.
Really good.
My friends Rob and Trish and Karen all thought the same thing. And who knows wine better than the French, produced in Bordeaux, France, the most famous wine region in the world. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. How passionate is Damien, the winemaker of Chateau Auguste, about his winemaking process? Music is played to the vines twice a day, a scientific process known as genotics. The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé also won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Cup and Best in Show by Quality. The case it comes in, the presentation, it is all gorgeous, and it's organically grown hand-picked grapes with no colorings or flavorings. Right now, SXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. That's six bottles for $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie, vs.wine. The promo code is Stephanie.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Lauren Boebert said under Tim Walz, Detroit has the highest murder rates in Minnesota. Oh,
dear. What?
No. This is what happens.
Tim Walz has nothing to do with Michigan.
Didn't Laura Ingraham say she knows Minnesota really well and Milwaukee's the best city?
No, Milwaukee's falling apart in Minnesota.
In Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well,
there
Detroit.
You go.
Yeah, ooh, Tim Walz. Detroit's not doing well there in Minnesota.
At least Wisconsin is right next to Minnesota.
I know she didn't finish high school, but was there some geography that she studied? Or, pardon me?
At least Wisconsin is kind of nestled into Minnesota. Mm. Michigan isn't.
Mm. No. Oh, by the way, Olivia Torrey, who will join us
tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Said, let's set the record straight. I was in the room when Donald Trump crashed the weekly governor's meeting led by Mike Pence. Trump praised Tim Walz's handling of the protests in 2020. It was also the same day that Trump talked about wanting to shoot the protesters, directed law enforcement to violently clear Lafayette Square, and stood in front of St. John's Church holding a Bible. It was one of the darkest days of the Trump presidency and a clear sign of what was to come. Facts matter. Here's Tim Walz, again, perfectly, with this shutting down the lock him up chant.
Better yet, beat the hell out of him at the ballot box. Beat the hell out of him at the ballot box.
By the way, someone made a perfect point that that's why the vice president has been so perfect with this. A, she is a prosecutor, believes in the rule of law, and said the same thing. But also, she's a sitting vice president. You're not supposed to comment. We have to get back to some sense of normalcy.
Right.
You're not supposed to comment on ongoing investigations.
Exactly.
So that's why she's not, you know, encouraging that, the lock him up stuff, which, by the way, I highly encourage at Sexy Liberal. I will not stop it. If it goes on 20 minutes, I will let it. I'm the substitute teacher. I don't care. Okay.
Are you going to wheel in a movie and just put it on
play? Press play?
Yes. That's what substitute teachers did.
Yes. Right. Sexy Liberals just has taken on a life of its own. They're not even there for us anymore.
No.
They're just there for each other, for the crowd, for the experience.
Yeah.
For the,
You're going to wheel in the AV carton and hit play on the DVD player.
Yes.
All right.
Bob Threads, weird how the Green Party candidate never does anything to take voters away from the party that thinks climate change is a hoax. Yeah, have we mentioned this is not the year to play grab ass with democracy?
It is not.
Okay. All right, thank you. Let's get to Butch in Elmhurst, Illinois. Hello, Butch. Hello, Butch.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you.
I'd like to make a couple of statements. Number one, the greatest anti-evil that exists are truth, facts, and reality.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Number two, I'd like to nominate you, if you're interested, as the United States Woman of War Against Evil, or Woman of War / Anti-Evil.
Oh, okay.
And I see you in a Xena warrior princess outfit.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's what
I'll call this the WOW movement.
All right.
The WOW movement. Woman of War Against Evil. The WOW movement.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I just happen to have one. I happen to have a Xena warrior.
One of those outfits?
Yes, because when I interviewed
Xena. Lucy Lawless?
Yes, when I interviewed Lucy Lawless on Oxygen, they made me dress as Xena.
Do you still have it? Because you can bring it, wear it.
Where's the sexy liberal?
There you go.
Along with Luke Skywalker?
Yes! Oh, my God!
You got to wear your Leia ears.
29 minutes after the hour.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Technical College System has a new leader. Layla Merrifield has been a fiscal analyst for the Wisconsin Legislative Fiscal Bureau and has also worked as a policy advisor for the technical colleges. Her new role is to oversee Wisconsin's 16 technical colleges. Merrifield starts her new job September 9th. Farmers who want their meat to carry the USDA certified organic label have some new animal welfare standards to meet, but labels can still be confusing and misleading. Seth Milstein is a reporter for Sentient Media.
If you want to shop consciously with a mind towards animal welfare approved is generally recognized as the most stringent, the highest standards for the animals. Certified humane is good as well.
Farmers have until the end of 2028 to meet the new USDA organic standards. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A driver crashed into the side of a home yesterday. The Madison Fire Department says it happened before noon on Sherman Avenue. Luckily, nobody was inside the house at the time. It was a delicate scene for the firefighters. They had to make sure the house wouldn't collapse when they removed the car. The driver was taken to the hospital. Meanwhile, a Madison group is offering free veterinary care to people experiencing homelessness with their pets. Underdog Pet Rescue is providing the services one Wednesday each month. The next clinic is August 28th. The clinics are held at Underdog's new office location on South Stoughton Road. They'd been outgrowing their old space for years. It's first come, first served, so Underdog recommends people get there early. It's part of a partnership with the Street Dog Coalition. Data shows up to 25% of people experiencing homelessness have an animal, and studies show it has a positive impact on their lives. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine by this afternoon, highs near 79. Clear skies tonight, 55. Sunshine and a high of 82 for Tuesday. Clear at 58 Tuesday night, mostly sunny, 82 again on Wednesday. Thursday, scattered showers and storms and highs near 78.
Right now, it's 68.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter? Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll have primary day coverage across Wisconsin and more Wisconsin Dells tickets to give away. Join us first thing in the morning.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
Service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Trump handpicked three members of the United States Supreme Court with the intention that they would overturn and undo the protections of Roe v. Wade. And as he intended, they did. And now, in over 20 states in our nation, there is a Trump abortion ban.
I was snoopy. I have to do the last boo at the end. Okay. One more.
We will win. We will win.
22. 22. We already did that one. Here we go. Just yesterday, we got a reminder. There we go. That one.
Yes, I know.
Just yesterday, in a press conference, we got a fresh reminder of what Donald Trump's Project 2025 agenda would do. It would ban medication abortion in every state. But we are not going to let that happen because we trust women. And when I am president of the United States and when Congress passes a bill to restore reproductive freedoms for every woman in America, I will sign it into law.
Amen. You know what? You know what's that feeling? What's that feeling? Huh? It's hope. Seth, the homo of hope, joins us from Los Angeles. Hello, Seth.
Hello, homos and Jomo, Shomo, Jomo. Okay. I feel like who can turn the world on with her smile? Kamala.
Kamala.
Hope is all around. No need to fake it,
that's
Donald, because
right.
We're going to make it after all.
Yeah.
I feel like we're all Mary Tyler Moore driving in that Ford Mustang on that Minnesota road to getting there. I just think, like...
Which is well-paved because of Governor Waltz. Thank you,
right.
Infrastructure. Thank you, Joe Biden.
Exactly. Like this is it. Like we're getting there. I told you from the beginning we're gonna get there. We are gonna make it after all. And you know what's crazy? Anyone who would vote for a man with all the crazy of that man, like his number one issue is crowd size. That's all he talks about. Like
we are watching. I'm telling you, his final spiral into madness.
Mm-hmm.
It is. He can't help himself, right? I mean, George Conway said this morning. He was saying, he's talking about him doubling down on reality. Right. And by the way, he said the same thing I did. He said I had to triple check to make sure it was real, a real post. His saying that Kamala's crowds are AI or I don't
right.
even know, robots. He's
right.
way into crazy land. George said he's a deeply unwell man. He's deeply psychologically disturbed individual. If you were a member of his family, you'd be staging an intervention, taking him to a psychiatric hospital. What we're seeing now is, as you put it, an implosion. This, I believe, is what ultimately was always going to happen, the final implosion of Donald Trump. I mean, it's like Hitler, when Hitler was moving around divisions that didn't exist in the last 10 days of the war in the Fuhrer bunker. He has completely lost it. This post is beyond question delusional. Just went on to say he's running for his freedom. He's going to jail if he doesn't win the presidency. He can see that now. That's why he's doubling down on unreality. What we're watching is it will make fun of it because it provokes him into self-destruction, but it's what the country needs. It's actually very, very sad. Sad. I don't know. I'm not feeling the sadness so much as I am glee and schadenfreude, but I'm sure I'll get there, Chris.
Okay.
I'm sure underneath it, like the nougaty center of schadenfreude, there's got to be... Nah. Okay. I need a love letter. Oh, it's a nice letter from... Wait, hold please. Who's this from?
Oh.
Ah, Michael. Michael says, Stephanie Miller, I love you. That's off to a good start.
It is.
I've only been listening to your show since 2016. Slacker.
Oh, jeez.
And it bums me out I didn't discover you sooner. You guys like to say your show's an acquired taste, but I've been chugging it by the gallon from the first listen.
Okay.
All right. This past Saturday, I took the train from Long Island to see Sexy Liberal Tour in person for the first time. I've seen a couple on pay-per-view. They're always great, but there is something just extra awesome about seeing it live. Every act was a banger, and there were no duds. It was brat, as they say. I think it's mostly Chris that says that. Yes. Jody thinks
and
it's
Doja
fetch.
Cat.
Jody thinks the tour is fetch.
Doja Cat knows what's up.
Whatever. Nicole Wallace talking about the Harris Waltz campaign said they were providing a permission structure to laugh, to have some joy. My thoughts went right to the Stephanie Miller show. You provided us with the permission structure to laugh at all the bull.
It's true.
It's true. You're the original joyful warrior. Another reason is because what I saw at the meet and greet after the New York City show, you gave me a big hug like you were the sister I never had. What I really noticed, and this means a lot, was how you look at each and every one of your fans. For a short time, we feel like they're the only one in the room with you. Like any good politician or bull.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Do you mean to do that?
I am warm and gracious, Chris.
you bastard person. You have the true gift of connection, and for a single childless wannabe doggy daddy like myself, those few seconds with you were precious and unforgettable. I took the train home that night, but honestly, I could have surfed the waves of good vibes back to Long Island and beyond. It will not be my last sexy liberal. You can count on it. Michael, it isn't about me anymore, this sexy liberal experience. It is all love and joy and connection and just, it's, I mean, I...
Do not despair. We are here to save the world.
Stephanie Miller.
Sexy Liberal.
Save the World.
Comedy Tour.
We're saving the world, and now you can watch from anywhere in the world.
Saturday, August 17th.
From Chicago's Vic Theater.
A live pay-per-view event.
Starring Stephanie Miller.
Mike Johnson from Ron Johnson. You're having a hard time telling your Johnsons apart, and Lauren Boebert can give you a hand.
John Fugelsang.
After the show, I will be in the lobby by the merch table signing Bibles.
Hal Sparks.
Obviously, thou shalt not steal. Trump was like, we got to get rid of some of these. Don't like it. If I ever read the Bible and knew that was in there, I'd have stopped.
And comedy duo, Frangela.
Y'all some of the nicest white people
oh
we have ever
goodness.
Met. We need to black mama this country.
Yeah. Okay.
Special guests, Representative Jan Schakowsky and Jill Weinbank. $20.24 gets you live streaming of the comedy tour that is saving the world. All over the world. Starting at 9 o'clock Eastern, August 17th. Don't miss out. Enjoy Sexy Liberal from Chicago. At home. Details and tickets at meathook.live/save the world.
Yeah. And also, Mark Hamill, did we forget to mention? It's just the surprises happen so fast, we can't keep up with them.
Right.
And there's other surprises we're working on that I can't. Okay, we'll let you know.
You'll find out when you find out.
Yeah, and like it.
Yeah.
Can I tell you how much this childless dog lady loves Governor Waltz? Did you see this? He sent Governor Waltz tweeted, text from my wife, this damn dog. Scout locked himself in our bedroom somehow. There's no key. I'm going to head home in a little bit. They're going to try to go through and through a window. They're getting ladders. Situation update. And there's a guy on the roof trying to get in.
Oh.
And then there's the dog. He just says free at last. The dog finally.
So cute. Isn't that adorable?
Of course he has a rescue dog. Oh, my God. I love Tim Walz so much. I can't stand it. Okay. By the way, speaking of fantastic things from Philadelphia, we were just talking about a while ago, Lindy Lee was on the TV.
Oh.
Here we go.
Hold on.
Number four,
uh-oh.
Lindy
no,
Lee.
There's a screw up. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, wait, did I do it?
No. It was,
oh, okay.
When I was loading it in, it was screwing up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
We apologize to Lindy Lee and her entire family
and now we'll...
for Chris LeBar.
It's okay.
All right. I'll take
it. I have the second one. I have number five.
I'll take a call first. Okay. Steve in Washington. Hello, Steve.
Well, hello, Stephanie.
You are filler material for Chris LeBoy's incompetence. Go ahead.
Bite me.
Oh, I love your show, and I'm so excited about the Harris and Walz campaign. But I wanted to mention something, a criticism of Kamala that
Kamala.
People should know something about this.
Kamala.
No, it's a Republican criticism. They say, you know, that she had to take the bar exam twice.
Right.
Yeah.
And I just think it's important for people to know that I'm about her age, and I'm a lawyer, and I know that back then when she took the bar exam, she took it in California, mm-hmm. and the California bar exam, that's the only one in this country. Now there's three more states, but back then that was the only state in the country that allowed people to take the bar exam and become a lawyer without a law school degree.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And because of that, it was notorious for being by far
right.
the toughest bar
yes.
exam.
Right.
Very hard
yes.
exam
I've said
to
that
pass.
Over
yeah.
and over that I have a lot of lawyer friends, and it is the hardest bar in
yeah,
the country.
Yeah, it's California and New York are the two hardest bars to pass because of a lot of entertainment law.
Right.
That other states don't have.
Contract law.
Contract law.
Yeah. yeah.
You know,
who understands any of that?
I took an entertainment law class.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I took a communications law class.
Did you Stare Decisis?
I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you have the Lindy Lee?
Yes.
Okay.
The blue wall is back in play. Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, my own state. Harris is leading in all three. It's just been absolutely phenomenal. She raised $310 million in the month of July, and it wasn't even the month of July. It was the final 2 weeks of July. So this is just mind-boggling, and we are absolutely thrilled.
We will see Lindy Lee in Chicago. She will be there. Hopefully she will stop by and visit us, be on the show.
I was lucky enough to be at the first rally in Philadelphia. She invited me to the VIP reception. It was just, and watching them both, Walz and Harris, they have incredible
They have incredible energy together, and he is very down to earth and makes people feel comfortable. He's exactly the kind of person we need on the ticket.
Yeah, he's magic. He's pure magic. Yep. Tim Walz. Okay. By the way, I love that song, Small Town, because I was born in a small town. I was raised in that same small town.
You were born in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, but I was. I don't remember it. We moved to Lockport, New York when I was three. I don't remember. I was raised in a small town.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
Do you want John Mellencamp to do the whole song because I wasn't born
was
in the small
in
town?
I was born in Pomona. That's a suburb. I was born in a suburb.
I was born in Santa Monica.
Here's Governor Jim Ventura, who was famously a Navy SEAL, defending Walz in this whole ridiculous... What a dumb attack, by the way, that has backfired spectacularly. Mm-hmm. Trying to attack someone with 24 years of service, mm-hmm. who once again they had to fact check. He resigned well before to run for Congress, well before right. his unit was notified they were going to be deployed to Iraq. So he didn't, whatever J.D. Vance said.
Vance is doing a disservice to himself and a disservice to the United States Marine Corps. I know a lot of great Marines, and Marines show respect. And Vance is not showing respect. And let's continue. Who does he have respect for? Donald Trump, the biggest draft dodger from the Vietnam War.
Yeah, thank you. Even the Wall Street Journal said the attacks, on Tim Walz's nearly 24-year record of service in the National Guard. They said the charges leveled so far about his military service look like thin gruel. He retired in May 2005 before his unit was notified in July 2005 it would be deployed to Iraq. Mr. Walz put his retirement request several months earlier. So even the attack is just a lie.
Right.
Governor.
The rich white boy who bought his way out of it. I come from South Minneapolis. My friends and I didn't get out of it. We either got drafted or we enlisted. I know six or seven or eight of my friends. Donald Trump was your typical rich white boy who didn't have to serve in Vietnam because he could buy his way out of it. And that's who Vance is standing with, this guy who leads from the rear.
Yeah, that's the other reason. It was just a spectacularly dumb attack, not only because it was a lie. It's an unwritten rule that you don't attack other veterans' service, but that really? You're with Captain Bonespurs. One more.
I'm going to be selfish. A few years ago, I got the opportunity to see the United States elect its first black president. I didn't think that could ever happen, and they even reelected him. Well, now I'm going to be selfish again. I've only got a few elections to go. I'm 73 years old now, so the window's closing. I want to be alive to see the first woman president of the United States of America and the first woman commander-in-chief, and we've got her right now. I want to see a woman president. It's time for a woman president. We men have screwed it up enough.
Good for him. Can I speak for the immortal Cyndi Lauper when I say, yeah, go! Ready, ready, Piper, you get yours!
Sometimes I'm not on his side, but this time I am.
Yeah, I did his show once. Remember? They asked me to do his podcast years ago.
Yeah.
That was a trip without a suitcase.
I bet.
Yeah. Stephanie, you know oil doesn't come from the earth. I was like, really? Okay. All right. But you know what? But he's right this time. I don't know what his point was. I'll think of it later. Oh, we have breaking news. We have not just Watergate prosecutor Jill Weinberg. We have politics girl.
We do. Because I screwed up and forgot that I had booked her and didn't write it down. And then she reminded me that I booked her. So it's on me.
Bam! We have politics girl.
It's a twofer.
Next hour is going to be lit.
Yes.
It's going to be, might I say, Brack?
Okay.
There
just
you
like
go.
Doja Cat.
There you go, lady.
48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein. Hey, listen, that's another reason to get your Chicago tickets, because Chris Lavoie in all his muscular glory, right? Mm. You're going to take your Power Life, aren't you?
Of course I am.
Okay. Yeah. It's Tony Hoyt and the P90X guy. Speaking of muscles, he discovered high impact protein, a naturally occurring molecule, HMB, that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. He was coming back from shingles, needed to rebuild his muscle mass. And I'm telling you, it is delicious strawberry, vanilla, or chocolate. Available in whey or plant protein. You just mix it in with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. Go right now to mypowerlife.com. Type in the code fitness. You save 30%. Get a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Do it with Mama and Chris and Jody. Worky, worky. I'm doing imaginary bench presses right now.
With girl weights.
No. MyPowerLife.com. Type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply.
Making more people spit coffee on themselves than any other radio show in America. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, picture this. A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window. A fire breaks out in the kitchen. Deadly carbon monoxide leaks into your home at 2 a.m. In moments like these, every second counts. That's why you need Simply Safe Home Security. With Simply Safe, 24/7 monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door. With exclusive LiveGuard technology, agents can even see and speak to intruders in your home, warning them of police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or cancellation fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every single day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join countless listeners and me who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. Visit simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. Simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to share two insights from the National Consumer Law Center on medical debt. First, never pay medical debt with borrowed money or credit. According to the NCLC, unlike credit card debt, medical debt will often carry low or no interest payments or late charges. So don't take out a second mortgage to pay it off, and never put medical debt on your credit card. Second, treat medical debt as a lower priority debt to be paid only after you pay your mortgage, your car loan, or things with higher interest. Now, the NCLC isn't saying you never have to pay your debt off or that there aren't consequences to not paying it. Just be smart about what you pay when, and don't use something with a higher interest rate to pay something with a lower interest rate, like medical debt. For more Everyday Money tips, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
edition of the Stephanie Show brought to you by Credo Mobile, America's only progressive phone company. They are the sexy liberal of phone companies. I'm telling you, they share your values. Every month they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits, right? Everybody we love, Transgender Law Center, Reproductive Freedom for All, Rainforest Action Network, on and on, Planned Parenthood, you name it. You get all you want from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly, responsive customer service, and you get a way to make a difference in the world. Little teeny tiny you. Okay, switching to Credo Mobile, so easy. Bring your current phone, bring your current number. Get in, we're going saving. CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25. CredoMobile.com, type in STEF25 or call 877-346-0516. All right, so this latest this story. Trump's campaign became the subject of mockery on Saturday after reporting being hacked by someone using a commonly known email tactic known as a phishing scam.
Mm-hmm.
The Trump campaign told Politico the team experienced a hack after Politico started receiving what appeared to be internal communications from an anonymous individual by email. Among the items it received was a dossier on J.D. Vance. I can imagine it probably had a lot of stuff, and you're like, and you picked him anyway?
Yeah.
Okay. The campaign blamed foreign sources for the release, but declined to give details. One conservative army Iraq veteran said, LOL, the Trump campaign's been hacked with a phishing email, and now internal campaign documents are being sent to Politico. The stupidity of these people, I can only imagine what type of cringe nonsense is going to come out.
Yep.
But Matt Dowd said, I don't believe anything the Trump campaign says. They lie as like they breathe. My sense is this came from a disgruntled staffer, not from some mythic foreign source. Heather Cox Richardson said that. She said, so here's the thing about the alleged hack of the Trump campaign. Why would anyone any longer take anything they say at face value? Hacked? Maybe. Getting ahead of a disaster? Maybe. Let's see how it plays out before assuming that serial liars are telling the truth. Yeah. I mean, this is the campaign that just tried to claim that the Kamala's rallies are AI. And we're like, that's it?
Yep.
That's all you've got?
That's all you got?
Wow. Yeah. Frank Luntz, Republican pollster, said, argued Trump the persona is getting in the way of his ability to lead at the polls, and his head is exploding as his clear lead sees a significant drop. He said he's been very negative, very hostile. He's kind of lost his balance. Really? When did he have his balance?
He never had balance.
No. Have you seen him stand?
Here's the thing that kills me. People like Frank Luntz. Let me clarify. If this is an issue-based campaign, Trump still has the advantage.
No,
he doesn't.
No, he's
terrible on every single issue. It's like he was a disaster on the economy, a disaster on COVID, a disaster.
And he's losing all the swing states now.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, he is.
Oh, my God. Trump supporters are asking him to fire his top campaign advisor. The revolt was likely begun by, noted Nazi Nick Fuentes.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like how the other Nazis are behaving?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He wrote on X, without serious changes, we're headed for a catastrophic loss. No. Listen to Trump. Trump tweeted that everything's going great, that he's doing great. He's winning. All the polls are fake, and Kamala Harris' crowd
what you did.
Completely fake. Everything's fake. Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue.
Hey there. You know, waking up happy, going to bed happy and waking up happy feels very
weird.
Fun. Good. I like this. I want to keep it going. But I do want to say Trump is insane. And it is a very sad thing that no one in his family, no one in his staff cares enough about him to get him the help he desperately needs.
Yeah.
It helps for people who have descended into dementia. And
I feel like he's like a delicate Ming vase at this point. Everybody just speak. I want him to make it to the election. Everybody be quiet. Don't move. Don't breathe. Watergate girl. Jill Winebanks next.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Crude and Dom. Tune in Monday to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom will be back. Harrison Walls will be done with their cross-country swing state tour, and we'll talk about it on The Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.